Listen, there's no altering the judgment of God. And this is why it is so absolutely crucial, my friend, crucial that you listen to the truth, that you hear the truth, that you heed the truth, that you give your life to Christ now while you have time. You say, well, are you trying to scare me? I would if I could. Absolutely would if I could. If I could scare you enough to give your life to Jesus Christ and trust Him as your personal Savior so that you'd follow Him the rest of your life, surely I would, but I can't do that.
All of us know people who are apathetic to Christ's claims, and as a result, they're facing eternal destruction. Today on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, we continue studying the last book of the Bible and see the ultimate consequences of rejecting Christ. Stay with us as Dr. Stanley turns our attention to Revelation chapter 20.
Every single one of us will stand before God and give an account for our life. Those who receive Jesus Christ as their Savior will give an account of their works in one judgment. Those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior will give an account of their life in another judgment. It is in that judgment that I want us to speak about tonight in this book of the Revelation. So I want you to turn, if you will, to Revelation chapter 20. The last book of the Bible and the 20th chapter of the Revelation gives us an account of the ultimate and final judgment of God. This is the judgment that every single lost person is going to face one of these days. And if you'll notice, beginning in the 10th verse of this 20th chapter, as God comes to the end of all time and what He does with the devil, He says in verse 10, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." And then beginning in verse 11, listen to what he says. John says, "I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he or she was thrown into the lake of fire." Now, in order to clarify what he's saying in this passage, what I would like to do is to treat it by answering several questions. And I think this is the simplest way to understand this, because the entire book of the Revelation heads us to the end of time, to the very end of everything on this earth, and the beginning of life hereafter, which is the beginning of existence in hell and existence of life in heaven with God. Everything gets summed up in this 20th and 21st and 22nd chapters of the Revelation. So what I'd like to answer, first of all, is when is this judgment going to take place? This judgment is going to take place at the end of all time. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. You and I are presently living in what is called the church age. That is, when the Lord Jesus Christ came and Pentecost came, the church was established. We live in the church age. The next event on God's calendar of time is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for believers, for His body. That is, every single child of God will be taken away, He says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, faster than you can bat your eye, and we'll go home to heaven to be with the Lord. The next thing that takes place following that is what the Bible calls the tribulation period, which lasts approximately 7 years. It'll be a time of great disaster and turmoil on the face of this earth. False prophets arising, the Antichrist, the false church left here and established. And finally, at the end of that, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we call the second coming, when He comes with His holy angels and all of us who are believers, who would be taken away at the rapture, will come with Him, when He will destroy the wickedness upon this earth. Then He will set up an earthly kingdom, which is called the millennial kingdom of God. And the Bible says that He will reign for 1,000 years here. During this period of time, the Bible talks about Satan being bound for 1,000 years in the 20th chapter in the 2nd verse. He says, "And he laid hold upon the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And at the end of that 1,000 years, he'll be released for a short period of time. And then we read a few moments ago that he and the Antichrist and the false prophet, the false religious prophet, would also be cast in this lake of fire, and forever and ever they would suffer for eternity. Following that, the great white throne judgment takes place. This is the final judgment in the Word of God. Now, who is going to be in this judgment? There are not going to be any believers in this judgment. There's not any indication whatsoever that anybody in this judgment is going to be a believer. I want you to notice what he says in this passage. He says, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne." Now, who is he talking about? Well, here's what he's talking about. For example, he's talking about the fact that in all the civilizations that have ever existed, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the prominent and those who are unknown, carpenters, plumbers, doctors, preachers, I mean, everybody you can think about, anybody and everybody all over the universe, down through the ages, there will not be a single solitary profession left out of this judgment, because there are lost people in every single facet of life. And so, who's going to stand? He says, the great and the small standing before the throne. Not sitting, but standing in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as the judge. This is the moment of sentencing all of mankind for all eternity. A solemn moment. No praising, no singing, no intercession, no lightning, no thundering. All absolute dead silence. It's all a solemn time of God sentencing those who stand before Him. Now, we ask ourselves the question, all right, if this is true, what about this judgment? How is He going to judge? What is the basis of judgment? He's going to judge them on the basis of the truth that they heard, on the basis of the opportunity they had and what they did with it. Some heard much truth, some heard little truth, some heard no truth compared to what you and I've heard. And He will judge them on the basis of it. Are they going to heaven? There's no indication that they are. And you see, we say, how can God be a God of love and do that? God is a God of perfect love. He is a God of justice and judgment. He knows the human heart. You and I cannot look at somebody else's heart and say, well, God should do thus and so. God is absolutely fair and absolutely just in every single thing that He does. Listen, God could never mistreat anyone and still remain the holy God that He is. His justice and His judgment will be absolutely fair. Now, when a person deliberately, willfully rejects the Lord Jesus Christ, they hear about heaven, they hear about judgment, they hear about God, they hear about salvation, they say, I don't want any of that. Then we come along and say, well, but I mean, after all, how can God send somebody to hell? After all, He did create them. Well, think about, what is heaven going to be like? There's not going to be but two choices, heaven and hell. If a person lives their life down here and rejects the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and rejects God, and that person wants no part of things that are righteous and holy, what do you think is going to happen to make them suddenly love God, love Jesus, love the Holy Spirit, love the body of Christ, love the things of heaven? Because the death character is fixed. When people deliberately and willfully sin against God and choose to disobey Him, refuse to listen to the truth, God's judgment will be absolutely fair and just. And if you're one of those persons who says, well, I don't want to stand all that, and I just don't believe that God could be a holy, loving God and do all these things, that my God is a God of love, so is mine. But you see, if you got the God of the Bible, He is a God of love, but He is also a God of justice. God is going to even out every single unjust thing that has ever been done on the face of this earth. The judgment of God is His ultimate balancing it all out. The basis of judgment is very clear, and that is on the basis of opportunity and light and privilege that we've had. And He says, we're going to be judged accordingly. And the lost person is going to be judged by their works, having rejected Jesus Christ, having turned off the light that they have had and rejected Him, they will be judged accordingly. according to light of truth that they've had, according to opportunity that they've had, and according to what they've done with it. So little children, for example, somebody says, what about a little child? They die and go to hell? Absolutely not. What about people who never, mentally they are retarded and they don't have the privilege? Absolutely not going to hell. God is a God of grace. Listen to me. You've got to run over God to get to hell. When Jesus Christ came into this world, He came into this world to preach the truth, to share the truth, to show the truth. The nation of Israel, God raised that whole nation up in order to shout to the world that there is one true God and His name is Jehovah and His Son is the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. Listen, all of creation shouts that there's a presence of one holy God. Look at the absolute perfect design of this universe. Look at all the expressions of omnipotence. And what does man do? He tries to rationalize it all away and explain it away. What is he doing? He is taking the absolute perfect light of Almighty God and turning it into darkness in his own life. And we say, well, God this and God that, God the other. No, God is a just God. And listen, when truth shouts, and people turn it down and turn their back upon it and say no to God, do you think those same people want to die and go to heaven? Absolutely not. Oh, they may have some kind of heaven they want to go to, but they wouldn't be happy with all of us. How do you know that? But they won't even, listen, they're not happy with us now. They're not going to be happy with us when we get to heaven. Listen, if they're not happy with us in our imperfections, imagine how miserable they'd be in our perfections. They would absolutely be horribly miserable. And so they won't be, because they're not going to be there. Now, what's the result of this? Listen to what he says. He says, when this judgment is over, death, that is, all of the graves, everything, all of death, no more death. All of Hades, torment. When a person dies now without Christ, they go to torment. At the final judgment, when their degree of punishment will be determined by their works, then they will spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire, on the basis of their works. He says, and death and hell were thrown to the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown to the lake of fire. Now, here's the terrible thing about it. You say, well, who in the world's going to be there? Every lost person imaginable. But there's going to be someone else there. Go back to verse 10. He says, and the devil who deceived the nations was thrown in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet, the Antichrist, the false religious leader, they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Listen, if they're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever, all those who are in the lake of fire with them will suffer likewise. Now you see, in the life of every person who loves people and who loves to see lost people saved, everything in us was to say, oh God, do I have to believe that? Did you know that Jesus talked more about hell than anybody else in the whole Bible? What was he doing? He was warning man of the condition of his heart. He says the heart is deceitful above all things. Listen, the scripture says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Why do you think God the Father sent his only begotten Son? Because listen, not a single solitary one of us would have a chance were it not for the grace of God, His undeserved love and forgiveness and kindness and goodness toward us, without regard to anything within us that's good or ever possibly be good. He says they were thrown in the lake of fire. That is, they are sent into their ultimate and final judgment. And I want you to think about this. When a person goes to prison, for example, for 10 years, that's a long time, a terrible time to be locked up. If they get a life sentence, that's a terrible time to think for all the rest of your life you're going to have to spend behind bars. But you know what? Even if it's 10 years, at least there's hope that after 10 years you'll be out. And even if it's life imprisonment, at least there's something on the other end out there. There's hope that one day you'll get out. But imagine going into an existence of punishment when hope is a forgotten word. No hope, no hope, no hope, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No time, eternally, forever and ever and ever. No hope, no hope, no hope, no hope. We can't even imagine that kind of existence. Listen, there's no altering the judgment of God. And this is why it is so absolutely crucial, my friend, crucial that you listen to the truth, that you hear the truth, that you heed the truth, that you give your life to Christ now while you have time. You say, well, are you trying to scare me? I would if I could. Absolutely would if I could. If I could scare you enough to give your life to Jesus Christ and trust Him as your personal Savior so that you'd follow Him the rest of your life, surely I would, but I can't do that. I can't get you into heaven. And when people die, they want the pastor, they want him to say some nice things over him. Listen, no preacher can preach you out of hell into heaven. If you die without Christ, the Bible says you're going to the lake of fire. Jesus said it. John said this is the vision that he saw in the Revelation. And Jesus said, here's what he said. He said, I will say to you in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. Can you imagine standing in the presence of Jesus Christ, the eternal, holy Son of God, and Him saying this to you? Depart from me, I never knew you as one of mine. That is life's ultimate rejection. That rejection is in response to our rejection of Him as our personal Savior. And my friend, if there was any other way, if there was any other way to heaven, I would tell you, listen carefully, there is only one escape from the final judgment and eternal hell. Only one escape. And that escape is wrapped up in this word. And only one word. And the word is Jesus. Jesus is our only escape from eternal damnation, eternal condemnation, eternal separation, the eternal lake of fire. One word is our only escape, and that word is Jesus. Salvation is placing your faith, your trust in the person of Jesus Christ who bore your sin at Calvary and who paid your sin debt in full. It's that simple. It's placing your trust in Him, surrendering your life to Him. No works, no promises, no doing this, doing that, doing the other. Trust, believing Him, placing your trust in Him and asking Him to forgive you of your sins. Now, my friend, listen to me carefully. You only have two choices. To trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and spend eternity in heaven. To reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And by the words of the Savior Himself, who will be your judge, you will die and be forever separated from God and suffer for all eternity. I want to plead with you in Jesus' name. Right at this very moment, you just pray this prayer with me. And if you'll pray this prayer with me and if you'll mean it, God will hear you. Answer your prayer right now and forgive your sin. And He'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen to this. And if you will just follow and pray this prayer, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I'm not worthy of your salvation. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. I do believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross. I do believe what the Bible says. He died for my sins. Father, I here and now receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I accept your forgiveness for my sin. I surrender my life to you. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, you are just as saved as I am or any other believer, and you just began a brand new life. And I can tell you this, no matter what happens, you are forever and eternally a child of God. How did you become one? Not by anything that you did. You just received what the Father provided for you at the cross, and now you've become a child of God.
Thanks for joining us on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley. If your life ends having never received Christ as your Savior, you will stand before God and be judged according to your works. And those works will be judged against the absolute perfection of Holy God. The only way to escape that horrible day is to accept Christ's sacrifice for your sins. Once you trust Him as Savior, forgiveness and eternal life are yours. Visit us at intouch.org to learn more about becoming a Christian. And to order a copy of Dr. Stanley's complete message, The Final Judgment, visit our online bookstore. This message is also included in his teaching set, The Coming King, A Study of Revelation. Again, log on to intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. To write to us, address your letter to In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. The word God can mean many things to many people, so Christians need to be very clear. Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is coming up.
We all need reminders, and sometimes a sticky note is just the thing.
People I need to pray for.
A few things to pick up at the store.
Our encouragement sticky notes provide room to write, plus a pre-printed reflection from Dr. Stanley's encouragement series. Get a free pack of 60 encouragement sticky notes with 15 unique phrases when you visit intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH.
Even if you're a believer, do you feel like God is always mad at you? Nothing could be further from the truth. God is not an impatient judge who demands perfection, but a caring Father who sent His only Son, Jesus, to die in order that you might have eternal life. Dr. Charles Stanley says having the right view of the Creator helps us serve and love Him better. Order the entire four-part audio series, The Truth About Grace. Call 1-800-INTOUCH or go to intouch.org. When you say God, are you talking about the God of the Bible? There's one way to be clear. Here's A Moment with Charles Stanley.
You can talk about believing in God, and the word God is a very nebulous word. It can mean lots of things. It does mean many things to many people. People who have this religion have their gods, and people who have this religion have their God. And people talking about, I believe in God, and many people have a God of their own, one that they have decided in their own minds what this God of theirs is like. And so they have a figment in their imagination of what their God is like. There is only one true God. Now, it's one thing to talk about God. It's something else to talk about the person of Jesus Christ. You can talk about God and mean many things. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you mean one thing very clearly, very specifically. You're talking about the virgin-born eternal Son of God, whom God the Father sent into this world as the Savior, man's only hope of salvation, who will one day sit as the judge of all mankind.
And you don't have to fear the coming judgment of God if you're rightly related to Him through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Learn more about becoming a Christian at intouch.org. If you'd like to hear today's message again, you can find it in the radio section of our website, plus an entire library of messages in our audio archives. You can also download a podcast of our program to your MP3 player and take it along with you. Our web address again is intouch.org. The Bible says that one day Jesus Christ will return to earth. Learn about the second coming of Christ when our study of Revelation continues Wednesday on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through your faithful prayers and gifts.